This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show to 6.04 a.m. How are you guys feeling today?
Oh, yeah.
Good. Man. Welcome Good. Back.
Thank you. It was a quick trip to New York for me yesterday.
New York City.
And it just reminded me, again, why I love Las Vegas so much. Mm-hmm. Look, not that we don't have a fair share of crazy stuff that happens here, but I was on the way to the airport yesterday afternoon. We wrapped up the event there at about 2:30 or so. So it's middle of the afternoon, and I'm in the Uber, headed to the airport, still in the city, and there's just a lady who walks into, you know, like there's the sidewalks in New York, and then like the businesses have to have like little cutouts that are in the bottom of like big buildings, right?
So, the storefronts.
Like, little storefronts. A lady, just 2:30 in the afternoon, pulls her dress up and her panties down and just starts going I think it was number one. I didn't really stick around long enough to find out. Just the middle of the day, like in the storefront of a business.
Hey, man, when you gotta go, you gotta go.
I guess, nature is a calling. Ring-a-ding-ding.
When nature's a calling, but there is no nature around, sometimes natural things are gonna go down.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. It was, I was just like, man, this city is kind of stinky. It'll be nice to get home to Las Vegas.
We're glad you're back.
Thank you. So, good news, bad news. What do you want to start with?
Bad news.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy, Ted Cruz.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
So, yesterday, I found himself fending off some embarrassing questions from the press corps regarding his adult film watching habits.
Uh-huh.
He blamed a, quote, staffing issue for the late night Twitter like of a risque clip of Moms and Teens 20 that came across his official feed. He said, quote, there are a number of people on the team who have access to the account, and it appears that someone inadvertently hit the like button.
Inadvertently.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure it was inadvertent, but
when he was asked if it was him that hit the like button, he said, it was a staffing issue. We're dealing with it internally, but it was a mistake. It was not malicious conduct, which sounds like, yeah, that would be me. Yep, that would be me.
Ted Cruz.
Sorry about that.
Oops.
What were you doing, man? It was 9/11.
Of all the days.
No.
Of all the days, Ted.
Is there anything more disturbing than thinking about Ted Cruz just going to town on himself?
I don't want to think about that. That's disgusting.
Oh, boy.
He's always a...
Take my eyes.
He's already a creepy-looking dude, it is.
What a bozo.
Yeah.
But the fact that the video that he was watching was Mom and Teen.
Yeah. He's creepy.
Yes.
What are you doing, man?
Gross.
There's just certain films where you're like, nah. Like this whole,
let's get this one.
Yeah. The whole, even like the whole stepsister thing. Like, yeah.
Stop that.
What are you,
Stop.
Quit it.
Stop.
Ted Cruz, you weirdo.
Yeah,
All
man.
Right. So that's the bad news. Good news.
We'll never forget that. That's for sure.
Olive Garden is selling their never-ending pasta passes again.
Yes.
Yes. You can get 8 weeks of unlimited food for just $100.
But how many do they sell, though? That's the only problem.
22,000 passes on sale.
Oh, so they've upped it.
Yep.
Oh.
They're going to go on sale at exactly 2 p.m. Eastern time tomorrow. So,
What is that?
It's 11 o'clock here. 11 a.m.
12, 1.
Yep.
Got to count the time zones.
Yeah.
You just subtract 3 from 2 and 11.
No, that's cool.
All right.
Well, no, if you subtract 3 from 2, that's -1.
No, but
it's a negative
not
number.
When you're talking about times. It's not, doesn't go to 0. Time doesn't go to 0.
That's why it's different. You count backwards.
What time is it? 0 o'clock?
0 o'clock. I mean, I guess if you're on the military clock, whatever. PastaPass.com.
PastaPass.com.
Our friend.
Oh, man.
But you're going to have to be really fast on this.
Oh, I bet.
Last year, they sold 21,000 passes in 1 second.
Yeah. Yeah, they sell out instantly.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you think about it, 8 weeks of unlimited food for $100.
That's 2 months for $100.
That's insane.
You can get, like, pasta for lunch, pasta for dinner, you know, for 8 weeks. 8 weeks for $100. Our friend Morty here at the radio station, he got one. I think it was the first year they offered it. I don't know if he got one last year or not.
So it's unlimited pasta, soup, salad, and those glorious breadsticks.
See, I would just do it for the breadsticks.
Yeah?
Yeah. Those things are bomb.
Can I just... Well, they already do the unlimited breadsticks. Can I just go in there and just never leave?
For 8 weeks?
8 weeks.
Just set up.
This is where I live now.
This is my life.
Set up a little,
broadcast out there?
Set up a little pillow tent under the table.
You're like, go away.
Oh, my God. Be like a little fort, and then you have your breadsticks. Oh, that'd be so fun.
Only we'd leave like 300 pounds heavier.
Yeah.
Bringing a forklift to carry out.
Sounds like a win to me.
Success. This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
That Minnesota soup, too. Pretty good.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah, that's what I usually get.
I'm coming back next year.
Get the Alfredo sauce with the breadsticks, though. That's the game changer. That is the game changer.
I'm so hungry.
Coming up next on the David Mahoney Morning Show.
As a parent, should you be allowed to charge the parents of other kids if they bail out of the birthday party of your child right before it happens? Because one mom is trying to do that. Also, a drunk man from Wales decided that he was going to swim across the Hoover Dam. Bear in mind, no one's ever done that successfully before in Lyft. We'll tell you what happened. And Madonna slot machines coming to Las Vegas. How exciting. Are they going to think they're a lot cooler than they are? And still trying to be relevant 40 years
and
after.
And for some reason, they have a British accent.
a terrible
from Detroit!
Come sit down, play my machine. We're checking the voicemail
machine.
Again. Machine. We're checking the voicemail
machine.
Again here shortly, too. 702-889-7352. You're going to win.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
If you follow us on Instagram, you may have seen the video the other day of Ian terrorizing our chief engineer, Tracy, who was up on a ladder right outside of our studio door trying to change a light bulb. It just had gotten to the point where the light bulb was about to expire and it was starting to flicker a little bit.
It had that spooky effect.
Yeah, and so Tracy, staying ahead of the game before it fully went out, just decided to change it. But with him right outside of our studio on a ladder, probably, 12 feet in the air?
Something like that. Yeah, we got high ceilings here.
Yeah. Ian decided to approach him and have a conversation, and this turned into not one but two different installments of 37 Seconds with Tracy. Here is part number one.
Here's 37 Seconds with Tracy. 37 Seconds with Tracy. I messed up, so here's 37 Seconds of Tracy.
Tracy! What are you doing?
I'm changing a light bulb.
Everybody's laughing, man.
Apparently this is a humorous...
On a scale of 1 to 10, how difficult is this light bulb to change right now?
It's not.
Oh, Jesus. If you could predict, how many light bulbs do you think you've changed in your life?
I have no idea. Hundreds of thousands.
How many engineers does it take to change a light bulb?
Just one. I hold the light bulb in place and the damn universe revolves around me. Go away.
I messed up and had to talk to Tracy, our engineer.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Well, what could part two possibly bring us? Did you continue the conversation after that?
Oh, he told me to go away.
And you didn't go away?
I didn't go away.
All right. Part 2 is coming up next. Right now, it's a new one from 30 Seconds to Mars, Walk on Water. X107.5.
Here's 37 seconds of Tracy.
Oh, Jesus.
You want me to rub your back while you're doing this?
I want you to go away.
Just keep making noises like that.
Come on.
This is not going to end well, Tracy.
I need to go get the ladder. And still, go away.
You'll be back.
I'm going away, you go.
You'll be back with the ladder? Tracy, overall, this is probably one of the best light bulb changes I've ever seen in my life.
Do you just not change them?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't change light bulbs or wash my sheets, so. Are you good?
I'm good.
You good? Well, we just got really close there. It's good talking to you, Tracy.
Yeah, well, I wish I could say the same.
I messed up and had to talk to Tracy, our engineer.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
You don't wash your sheets, huh?
No, not really.
Not just your comforter, but your sheets also.
Yeah.
I mean, because washing a comforter is a pain in the ass.
It is a pain.
It's just all a pain.
At some point, everyone has to do it, though. When's the last time that you washed your sheets?
I do not remember.
Really?
Probably, right before I moved into my apartment.
Your dog sleep in that bed, too?
Yeah.
Cool.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
All right, who's in the right here? Who's in the wrong? Before her daughter's 16th birthday, one mom and her teen made a deal. The teen could have a special birthday party for her 16th, but there would be a tight budget, and she would have to make sacrifices for other things that she wanted because the party and the budget was going to replace some of those other things. Well, the teen agreed to it.
Okay.
And the pair planned to take 10 friends paintballing for a memorable celebration. That's pretty fun, right?
Mm-hmm.
But despite planning the party and giving months of advance notice, girls started backing out the night before the party. And it was way past the time that this anonymous mom had to pay the deposit. Understandably, the mom is pissed at the other parents for not caring about the financial aspect, as well as the emotional aspect that it's going to have on her daughter. Because if you have less than 10 people, you can't do the experience. And these girls were backing out the day before, meaning the whole thing could be flushed down the toilet. This mom wants to charge the parents of the kids that backed out. Yes or no?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
It's a crappy thing to do. I mean, to cancel on like a wedding if you don't show up to a wedding after you've already RSVP'd to it. It's crappy to not go to a birthday party that you've RSVP'd for, considering that somebody else has paid for it. But trying to extract money out of them is just cut your losses and move on at that point. They've showed you their colors. Take that into account and just plan for the future. You're not going to get money from them, or you shouldn't try. You know, I don't think, you know, yes, it sucks and you're going to be pissed off, but that's about basically where it ends.
I kind of see where you're coming from, but I think that's okay if she wants to like charge him, because that is a crappy thing to do.
You're not the government. You're not going to tax me because I decide not to do something.
No, she already paid.
Yes, I understand that.
So, like, it would be nice of the parents to be like, hey, you already paid.
It would be nice.
Back.
Oh, I agree. It would be nice. But if these are the type of people who are already backing out without legitimate excuses.
You can't force it, I think, is the point. And I'm with Mahoney on that. It tells you who these type of people are.
Yeah.
You're not going to invite them to something in the future. You can't force them to pay for it. It's the right thing for them to do. And these people, the parents of the girls that are backing out, should say, very sorry about this. Our daughters had, you know, RSVP. They said that they were going. Now they can't. It's last minute. I don't want you to lose money, because she's probably more stressed about her daughter's feelings.
Yeah, that sucks.
Because it's horrible.
Yeah, no, I'm not. Don't get me wrong. I agree that it sucks 100%, but there's nothing you can
force
do.
Force someone to pay.
I have people, like, you know, we book stuff all the time, and, well, not all the time, but it's happened, you know, a handful of times over the years where it's like, okay, we're all going to go do something, and then somebody bails out.
Right.
You know, and I've already bought tickets for this.
Normally it's Mahoney.
No, it's not.
Mahoney is the
really?
King of bailing out.
Was that the last one? Yeah. We were supposed to go this Saturday?
Uh-huh.
What? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, shut up. We're going to go to some play. I don't even know.
Young Frankenstein down at,
Okay, we just didn't buy the tickets in time. They sold out.
You had 3 months.
Were you guys going to go together?
I didn't have 3 months.
Yes, you did.
I wasn't going to buy those stupid tickets.
Were you guys going to go together?
Everybody was. Yeah. And then everybody else canceled. So,
okay.
No one canceled. The tickets sold out.
No, that's not true. The other people who bought canceled because you didn't get your tickets.
Oh, so turns out they don't like you after all.
Apparently not.
They just like me.
I'm never going to invite them to shit.
Mahoney.
Twice the other day.
Yes, no, that was twice the other day. He was like, shh.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
Wow, Mahoney's really mad about this.
Yeah,
young
man,
Frankenstein
I want to go see
thing.
Young Frankenstein.
Anyway,
a bunch of jerks.
I understand that you can't force somebody, but it would be nice for the other parents to be like, "Hey, we're going to cancel, but here's the money that you paid."
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
I agree. That's the right thing to do, but you're not going to get it from those
people.
Like,
couldn't she just send like a GoFundMe?
No, stop asking money for nothings that are just ridiculous.
She seems like the kind of person who would do that.
Yeah, just fire up a GoFundMe.
Here, give me a GoFundMe for bad choices that I made, or choices that have nothing related to anything, you know?
I feel bad for the daughter. I don't really feel bad for the mom in this situation, because these things are going to happen. You have to have contingency plans, and people backing out stinks, but it happens.
Mm-hmm.
People are lazy. People don't show up to things that they're supposed to. I'm sorry about your stupid play, Mahoney.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
I don't think you're really sorry.
I'm not.
He's not sorry.
You really sniffed that one out. I am not sorry at all.
You're listening to the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
All right, we're checking the voicemail for the first time this morning in just a couple of minutes. 702-889-7352 if you want to get a message in there. And if you missed it earlier this week, Who the F or David Mahoney? It's a new game that Ian likes to play where he goes around town and asks people if they know who we are. Turns out nobody does. Nobody knows who we are. Nobody cares. It's all right. Turns out to be pretty funny. We'll get to that in just a moment as well. And we have your chance to win some really cool stuff, including some tickets for Tough Enough this Saturday in Mesquite and a hotel stay at the Casablanca. It's all on the way.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, it's Nate, who hates you. You guys suck. The show sucks. The content sucks. Sylvia's hair sucks. You should go back to Houston. All 7 of your listeners know. You guys suck.
Message deleted.
Everything else cool. Was fine.
Cool
but,
with everything, but Sylvia's hair.
Yeah, I mean, Sylvia actually has very nice hair, I would say. Yeah,
it's lovely.
Yeah, it seems like you condition that on a regular basis.
I do.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't think she uses dry shampoo. I think she
Oh, I use dry shampoo.
Do you? Yeah. Do you?
That's when I get lazy. But oh my God, that hurt my soul.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Put me into that ring. I am 5'11" in my 3-inch stilettos. 130 county, 38 pounds of raw American ballpark franking. You better give me some real good opponents. Oh yeah. I like my opponents like I like my women. Much bigger than me. So you better bring it, and you better bring a smackdown. And I hope CPS isn't there, because I'm going to be giving out the spankings.
Message deleted.
Spankings?
The spankings.
Oh.
Our card's looking pretty good right now, I would say.
We still need the bikini match.
We've got one. We've got one confirmed.
We have one young lady that has stepped
cool.
up. Yep.
Okay, cool.
Which, by the way, Mahoney, you should give her those pictures and let Sylvia post those pictures of our one contestant that we have.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Yeah, they're on Instagram, but yeah, just send her the link so she can put them up on the website.
Yeah, yeah. I'll get that going.
It's.
Oh, she's sepsy?
I mean, she definitely has some assets. It's going to be a good fight.
Okay.
So that's on the card. And then we have Blindfolded Ian versus Ivan the Blind Mexican. Really excited about that one. Hashtag Team Ivan.
Ian, are you training?
Oh, of course I am.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm training more than I'm trash talking. So
Ivan, you missed that's it yesterday, true. Dave.
Because you're doing a lot of trash talking on social media.
No,
oh, yeah. No, yeah. I read that.
Yeah.
Ivan called in yesterday, Dave. That's why.
Oh, really?
Yep.
What did he say?
He asked what B-I-T-C-H spells.
What does it spell?
Ian.
Which it doesn't.
He's going down. Man.
I mean, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
That's pretty funny.
I mean, he is the blind Mexican Conor McGregor.
Yeah. We're also going to have Batman versus Elvis.
Mm-hmm.
Meeting with them on Saturday, by the
fantastic.
Way.
Fantastic. Oh, cool. Love to hear that.
4 p.m. at the Hershey place by New York, New York. It's going to be a really
nice,
really fun.
Hell yeah, man!
Dinner.
That's. I mean, that could be the co-main event.
It's strong.
I mean, I'll if not
strong,
that one's strong. But we also have Santa Claus taking on
Joey the Leprechaun.
And I was talking to Joey the Leprechaun the other day, and it turns out that Santa Claus is apparently about my size and a little bit heavier.
What?
Yeah, like he's like 6'4" and probably like 250.
Joey is gonna get crushed.
Oh no!
Oh my God!
I mean, but Joey says he's training. I saw some of the training that he was doing. He was shadow boxing some mannequins.
Okay.
The other day. Yeah. So, and also, you know, I mean, Joey puts him right at body level, so he could beat up that bowl full of jelly.
Yeah. All right. Oh boy.
Yeah.
So Saturday, October 7th, it's all for St. Jude's Ranch for Kids, and very excited about this. We have the official fight t-shirts that have been released. In fact, if you go to the website, the link is up, right?
DaveMahoney.com.
DaveMahoney.com. Very simple. The link's right there. You buy the shirt. Every penny of profit goes directly to St. Jude's Ranch for Kids.
And they're only
$10.75.
They're super soft t-shirts, the same ones that we did earlier on this year with the morning show ones. This is a limited run, and like Dave said, all the money, all the profits are going to St. Jude's Ranch for Kids, and the shirts are going to be awesome. The event's going to be awesome. So if you want to get in there, this is the only way to guarantee one of the shirts, and they will ship before the event on October 7th.
So you look fashionable, and you're helping a good cause.
That's
absolutely.
Right.
I'm very excited for mine.
And it's super soft, so it's comfortable.
Yes.
It's not one of those crappy.
Was one of the first people to order.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like as soon as I saw Dave posted the link and I saw the t-shirt, I was like, oh, I'm getting mine.
It's a sweet shirt.
Oh, it is.
Oh, yes.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Bossy Rossi needs to be the ring announcer in his tux, and Ian needs to be the ring girl. That's right. Show me that little pill butt. Yeah, yeah. Oh. Stand up all like you look like a frog standing straight up. Yeah, buddy.
Message deleted.
You know the
what the frogs.
You know the other day.
I love that visual.
Oh my god, it's great.
We
it's
were
perfect.
Talking about mean comments. Yeah, you know that one got to me.
That one really got you.
But that one got
the
to
pill
me.
Butt gets Man, you.
This,
the standing up looking like a frog.
Between Sylvia's hair and then a frog standing straight up.
Yeah.
This was a rough and hilarious check of the voicemail.
The hair was that one. That one pierced my heart.
889-7352. We'll be checking the voicemail a little bit later as well.
Keep them coming.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
All right, far be it from me to criticize somebody if they get on television and they kind of whiff and they don't do so well. And yeah, they had an opportunity and they kind of blow it. That's what happened to this guy named Sergio Dipp. He was the sideline reporter for Monday Night Football on ESPN. It was the later game, so it was the Broncos and the Chargers. A lot of people probably watched that game, but social media exploded when this guy got on the air because it was arguably the most awkward sideline report that's ever taken
during
place.
During Monday Night Football, which, you know, is supposed to be the, you know.
It's like ESPN's big flagship program for the week.
Yeah.
It's huge. And normally I would feel bad for the individual, but he kind of apologized slash tried to explain down what happened.
I mean, English is not his first language, which I don't fault this guy. I kind of fault ESPN for putting this guy in this position.
Yeah, I mean, ESPN fired a whole bunch of their
top-tier talent.
Yeah.
They're really good talent because they're trying to save a buck, and then they put this guy on the air. And here's what happened during Monday Night Football. Oh, again, just so awkward on
every... Am I going to cringe like hardcore?
It's a pleasure to be with you guys here on the field from up close, just watching Coach Vance Joseph from here. You watch him now on the screen. This diversity in his background is helping him a lot tonight. Quarterback at Colorado, defensive back in the NFL. And here he is having the time of his life.
So what was his excuse, though?
Well, so he was in his hotel room after this all happened, and he obviously had gotten on social media and seen the reaction that people had. And I wanted to feel bad for him, but I would have felt bad for him and been much more accepting of it if he just went, look, it was a big moment. I totally blew it. It got the best of me. I was nervous. I was excited.
They go to you. They're like, go. And then you're just, you know, you're deer in a headlight.
You gotta freeze.
He kind of sounds like a college student who just got like
He's a young guy. He's a younger guy.
He just got like a really, really big
this was his
He
big,
was working for ESPN.
This is his big moment.
Yeah. Like, it was his big moment. He's like, oh, my
he's
God.
He's been on ESPN Deportes before. Okay. And like I said, English is not his first language. But, you know, why are you putting this guy who is so green on Monday Night Football?
Start him off on a little bit smaller program. Put him on some college games. Just give him, you know, a few reps doing some other stuff before Monday Night Football.
The language doesn't seem like too bad. Like his,
no, his English is fine.
Yeah, he has the accent's not.
Yeah,
he's it's not even that. It's just, I mean, it just whatever he just decided to say. Yeah.
It's been a couple of hours now trying to digest what just happened to a 29-year-old Mexican guy making my debut as a minority on American national TV, the biggest stage out there, on the most heartfelt day in this great country made up by immigrants, and on some people's perspective, it all went wrong. But I truly meant no disrespect. All I wanted to do was to show some love to these two historical head coaches. Hopefully, I'll have another chance, and be sure I'll make the most out of it.
What the hell is he talking about?
Yeah, I mean, like, you blew it, man. Like, this has nothing to do with you being
immigration. You being Mexican.
Just say English is my second language. You would be like, all right.
Just say, I'm nervous.
Just blew it. Just say I blew it. Just be honest about it.
You are not a victim.
I was on ESPN for the first time on Monday Night Football, and I looked into the camera, and it looked back at me, and I freaked out. And I said some things that, because that wasn't any better.
That makes it 1,000 times worse.
He didn't have an accent, you know, in the first clip, but this one, like, it just came out. And then he pulled the, I'm Mexican and shut up.
Come on, man.
That is.
And also, you're 29.
No, yeah. I know. And like,
you're 29.
What are you doing, man?
If you were 22, I'd be like, all right.
Yeah, you're starting almost 30, man. You're almost 30.
Oh, my gosh. It's just.
That's so cringeworthy.
It's really cringeworthy.
Just because I'm mixed. Like,
I can't believe that he brought 9/11 into it. Like, the reason why you blew it on ESPN is because of the day that it was. It was on September the 11th, and you're going to bring that up?
Like, dude.
Get out of here, man.
Oh, my God.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Wow.
Oh.
Sergio Dip.
Coming up next on the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
Who the F are Dave and Mahoney? That's a question that Ian went out and asked people over the course of the weekend. And even though we've been on the air in this city for well over a decade now, Mahoney, mm-hmm. a lot of people either don't know or don't care about us, but...
I don't know you.
See what I mean?
I don't even know who I am anymore.
Who are you?
Also, top stories coming up. San Diego is covered in poop.
Okay.
But for
that's
real.
About right.
Yeah. Steven Tyler does not give a damn, and people are shaving their eyeballs.
What?
Ah.
Who are you?
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I mean, you'd think after almost a decade and a half of being on the air here in Las Vegas that people would kind of know who we were a little bit.
Yeah. No. You know, we've been here for a while.
No.
But that's okay. You know, that's the beautiful thing about having, a not successful radio show. Nobody knows who we are.
We're anonymous.
Yeah.
We fly under the radar.
Yeah, anonymous. You know, they do all sorts of stuff on the web.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're right
we're like
there.
The radio version.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Except for we don't do anything.
Although we don't fight crime.
Should do video of that. Just like those anonymous
views. Hey, we're David Mahoney. Hey. And you don't know who we are.
Wait, are you anonymous, Dave?
That's not being anonymous.
Oh.
Oh, whoops.
That's why you can't be in the anonymous group.
Dang it. All right. So Ian approached three individuals over the weekend. A couple of them were groups. And the first one was a group of millennials to ask them whether or not they knew who the F Dave Mahoney were. And he also brought pictures of us. And I would say probably not the most flattering pictures that are available of us.
Not so much.
Which one was the one of Dave? Of
me?
Dave?
Yeah, it was when I had the kind of like the frosted tips and like the...
You looked okay.
I looked all right.
Yeah, looked fine. I mean, that's, you know, that's when you were a young chap.
I didn't know better. I was just a 29-year-old Mexican man.
So are you guys from Vegas?
Yeah.
Born and raised,
20 whole years.
Okay, wow. What's your favorite drink?
Water.
Water?
I like water. Water with like lemons in it is really good.
So water with lemons. That's like the most hipster millennial thing to answer ever.
Or they're just being sarcastic.
Maybe that could be it too.
I think that's a third.
You think so? Going. I don't think so.
I think so.
Then Ian gets to the good stuff and asks them if they have any idea if they know who we are.
Do you know who Dave and Mahoney are?
Dave and Mahoney.
Dave and Mahoney?
Okay, so you guys don't seem really to know Dave and Mahoney. So here, let me show you a picture real quick.
This is what they look like.
Okay.
Cuties.
Yeah, so at first glance, what do you think?
I mean, I'd let them take me out.
Yeah? I think they're cool. I feel like they'd be chill to hang out with for sure.
What about you?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they look pretty fun.
Who looks more fun? I'm digging the facial hair.
Mahoney?
I'm digging Mahoney.
Hmm. I need to see this more. Yeah, Mahoney.
All right.
You know, I can't grow facial hair.
I'm sorry, Dave.
Would they say that Mahoney's lit?
Everything was going so well in that, too. I was like, all right. Like, they think that we're cool, we're chill, we'd have be great to hang out with. And then they just zeroed in on my frosted tips to my thumb ring. And they were like, yeah, I'm gonna go with the shirtless guy on the bearskin rug. That was the picture that we went. It's Mahoney wearing a mankini on a bearskin rug.
Oh, well, no wonder they
And
they
I still
picked
lose
them.
Out.
Yeah. No wonder they picked
I mean, Dave, you just can't compete with that.
No, it's I mean, like,
I'm sorry.
You're right.
I'm sorry,
man.
If that's the case, then yeah, Mahoney looks like a fun time.
Yeah, man. I mean,
life of the party.
Throw on that banana hammock and then just become
Ba-mama.
The life.
Banana hammock?
Banana
hammock.
Banana hammock.
Oh, yeah. It's not a banana hammock. It's a banana hammock.
Yeah, that's right. All right. The next group, a little bit older.
Are you guys from Vegas?
Yes.
Okay. Long time Vegas residents?
31 years.
Holy cow. All right. What's your favorite beverage?
It's called 1921. It's a tequila.
Ooh.
Beer.
Okay, these seem like fun ladies. They 1921 Don Julio tequila, right? Isn't that who makes 1921? And then also...
And then just straight beer?
Yeah.
Good times.
All right.
Certainly, this is like our prime demographic,
certainly.
Right?
They
would
tequila
definitely
tequila drinkers
know.
And beer drinkers.
Yeah.
We should have that market covered.
For sure.
Do you know who Dave and Mahoney are?
I've listened to it a couple of times on my way to work. Yeah.
And what do you think?
Good.
Yeah? Are you being honest with me?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to show you a picture. What do you think?
I think they're handsome.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who's more handsome?
I'm a lesbian, so I think there has to.
And that's it. So it stops. Handsome.
I will take that. I will take that, certainly.
And last but not least, Ian approached a Metro police officer.
We've been, you know, like I said, we've, you know, we've been big fans of Metro for, you know, basically since day one here.
Worked closely with them on a number of things. They've always been great to us. We've always tried to return that favor and you know, offer any sort of assistance that we can because we appreciate everything that they do. So we've had a good relationship, a good long-standing relationship with Metro. So certainly...
They should know who we are.
I mean, they spend so much time in the car.
Yes.
You know, I mean
we got prime listening. We got a big accommodation a couple years back too, you know.
Yeah, they actually called us up to the main police station over there and gave us certificates for appreciation for our crime fighting abilities.
Did you spill coffee on somebody?
I spilled coffee all over.
How did you spill? Was it hot?
No, what happened? I think my cup broke or something.
I think you were like talking with your hands or something like that.
Oh, that's right.
It was like one of the captains.
Yeah. Like somebody walked by and I was like, because I like talk with my hands more than I should sometimes. No, I'm part Italian. And so I just did this and somebody was walking by and just
white shirt.
Just all down their white shirt onto their pants. And he's like, "You're son of a bitch."
I mean, did you buy him a new coffee?
Well, I thought he was joking, and then he just walked off, and I was like, well, see you later.
Oh, anyhow, he didn't arrest you.
He did not arrest me, no.
Can you imagine the twist? Like, ooh, I like this.
Don't get creepy, Sylvia. Yeah. All right, here we go. Ian talked to a Metro police officer and asked him whether or not they had any idea who Dave Mahoney are.
Did you guys know who Dave Mahoney are?
Yes.
And what is your opinion?
I love their television show. They make great food. I mean, awesome. I mean, I can't get enough of them.
I didn't know you guys cooked.
I do want to start a cooking vlog now that I think about it. Every day I just go home and get a camera roll and put something in the microwave for 5 minutes and just boop, boop.
And like do a review.
You know what happened?
No, just watch. We just filmed the Amy's dinner spinning around for 5 minutes.
You showed him the picture of me with the frosted tips. He thought I was Guy Fieri.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Nah, you weigh too much.
Is that someone you want?
You say I weigh too much?
Yeah.
You son of a bitch. Wow.
Oh, you get a little chunker.
Guys, it's not funny.
Oh, chunks. Quit it.
Still to come today with Dave and Mahoney.
All right, if you want to hang with us on Saturday, Mahoney and I are going to be out in Mesquite. It's going to be a lot of fun out there. We are doing Mayhem in Mesquite number 12. Been 12 of these, Mahoney. Been a lot of them.
We've experienced most of them.
I remember about 5.
Don't remember a whole lot of them, but we know we have a damn good time every time we're out there.
Great tough enough fights, as well as a stay at the Casablanca.
Mm-hmm.
Both of those can be yours if you hang with us. The movie quote quiz is coming up. Your chance for Mayhem and Mesquite 12 and a stay at the Casablanca. Hang tight.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Mayhem in Mesquite 12 is this Saturday. Casablanca in Mesquite. It's going to be a great time. We'd love to have you join us out there. Includes a hotel stay at the Casablanca and, of course, tickets to the Tough Enough Fights, the future stars of MMA. If you've never been to a Tough Enough Fight, they are awesome, man. They're really a great time. Here's how this works. The movie quote quiz is what you have to play, and you have to win. You have to get 3 or more correct out of the 5, and it could earn you both of those things. 702-791-1075 is the number to call if you want to call right now. If you recall, last week, 5 for 5.
Yeah.
Awesome performance last week.
Forgot her name, but...
Whatever that girl's name was.
She rocked it.
Woo! Real doozy.
Like, killed it. I don't care.
Oh, it was Stephanie.
It was Stephanie?
Yeah.
You sure?
No, I just made that up, but I knew you'd have a hard time disagreeing with me because you have no idea what it is.
Well, I mean, I was going to say, like, Linda.
All right.
I don't think it was Linda.
I don't think it was either of those. Anyway, call now if you want to play.
Barbara.
Yeah. X107.5.
Mary.
It's the movie quote quiz.
Hoo-ah!
With Dave and Mahoney on X107.5.
Mitch is joining us from Summerlin. Good morning, Mitch. How you doing, man?
Good morning. I'm doing all right.
You listen to the movie quote quiz regularly on the show?
Fairly often.
From time to time you hear it. Some people blow it. Last week, awesome performance by Stephanie Mary. And hopefully you can do as well as she did last week. She got 5 for 5. Up for grabs today for you. Tickets to Mayhem and Mesquite 12. Tough enough fights happening out there on Saturday. You also get to stay at the lovely Casablanca come Saturday if you can get this correct, okay?
We'll see.
I'll play each of these quotes for you, and if you need to hear it a second time, no problem. But after I play it a second time, you only have 5 seconds to figure it out. Here we go with quote number one.
Number one, keep him out of the sunlight. Sunlight will kill him. Number two, keep him away from water. And probably the most important thing, don't ever feed him after midnight.
Gremlins?
Gremlins, oh, yes.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
Never feed that Mogwai after midnight.
No.
Mm-mm.
No.
Here we go on to quote number two.
Somebody stop me.
Ah, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
A mask?
The mask is right. Yeah. Two for two, Mitch. Crushing it, buddy. All right, on to the third quote. And again, you only have to get three correct out of the five, so you've got three more to go. Only need one more correct. Here we go to quote number three.
Oh, come on, bucko. Don't you want a balloon?
I'm not supposed to take stuff from strangers. My dad said so.
Very wise of your dad, Georgie. Very wise indeed.
Oh, I have no idea.
Do you want to hear it again, or are you just going to pass?
I'll just pass. I have no idea.
That is currently been remade, that movie, into the number one movie at the box office by a long shot. That is It, the original from 1990.
Very unwise.
Very unwise.
Tim Curry, man. Come on, man.
Oh,
all right, here we go. On to the fourth.
But
keep the change, you filthy animal.
Cheapskate.
Hey, I'm going to give you to the count of 10 to get your ugly, yellow, no good keister off my property before I pump your guts full of lead. 1, 2, 10.
Come on.
Yes.
Yes.
A little trickery there.
We also would have accepted whatever movie that actually was.
That actually wasn't a real
movie.
Oh,
did they make that for Home
they
Alone?
They made that
did
they specifically
really?
For Home Alone.
How
yeah.
awesome.
Which I always thought that was a real movie.
Like
too.
An old
I thought
school,
so
yeah,
too.
A movie from the 50s or something.
Yeah,
but yeah.
Yeah,
no, yeah.
Nope.
All right, well, you've won. Here we go. The fifth one, just for the fun of it. Here we go.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Sandlot. Mitch, 4 out of 5.
Not
congratulations.
Bad, not bad.
Nice.
Not bad. That was an awesome performance.
I mean, as good as last week. She went 5 out of 5.
Yes,
Mitch.
Stephanie Mary Barbara.
You got 4 out of 5. You still get the song.
Yeah.
Second best around.
The
original movie, It Will Keep You Down.
No, yeah. I know, but I mean, 4 out of 5.
Mayhem and Mesquite this Saturday. Congratulations to you, Mitch. You get tickets to the Tough Enough Fights, the future stars of MMA. That's always a great time. Mahoney and I are going to be on the call.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then the stay at the Casablanca on Saturday night. So just prepare your liver. Just go ahead and bring your dancing shoes and prepare your liver. It's going to be a lot of fun come Saturday.
Should he have a good talking to his liver?
Yeah.
Like, listen, liver.
Listen, we're gonna be in for a rough night, but we're going to enjoy
this.
It's
going to be rough for you.
Congratulations, Mitch. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
So how excited? Madonna slot machines are coming to Las Vegas.
Oh.
Slot machines. Oh. Whoops.
Whoopsie slot machines. Daisy.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, look.
Slot machines would be fun, though.
Yeah.
That's out in Pahrump.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
Those are a little different.
Yeah.
No, I mean, you know, they like to brand slot machines with different TV shows and celebrities.
They've got a Monty Python one I've seen recently. Yeah. That's pretty fun.
The Game of Thrones one is getting a lot of attention
right
now.
I don't like the Game of Thrones one. I don't like the bonus games.
Okay.
You got to have a good bonus game. Willy Wonka is my absolute favorite.
Oh, you said you like the music.
It's the music every time.
The music's great on that one. However, I'm still a sucker for Wheel of Fortune.
Wheel of Fortune is always a good one.
Getting the spin is just.
It just depends on which Wheel of Fortune, though.
It always misses the 1,000 and hits the 25. Right next to it.
And you're like, oh, I'm going to win $1,000.
Like,
oh, no.
Let me try again.
Yeah. But there's a Britney Spears one, too. I've seen it around.
How's that? Have you played it?
No.
You don't really gamble.
No.
Do you gamble at all?
No. I tried it and I
lost.
Yes.
Funny how that works out, right?
Yeah, and I'm like, you know what? Nah, I don't want to do this.
Yeah, it's probably you're probably pretty smart.
But the Britney Spears one does like suck me in. Like, I would play it if I... You know, like to gamble.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So there is a barber in a Chinese city that is doing some hair raising things to his customers, like shaving their eyeballs.
You mean eye raising?
Get
it?
I get it.
Get it?
That's a really bad pun, Sylvia.
Yeah.
Why is he shaving their eyebrows?
The 62-year-old actually puts a sharp razor right on the eyeball of his patrons and scrapes off any dirt and residue that might be there. You know, to help him see better.
Yeah, it seems like, you know, is that the $25 budget LASIK that you hear about? Like, oh, you could get each eye done for only $100. Call me crazy. If somebody who got LASIK, I want somebody who's
give me
good.
Give me the best.
I want, yes. Yeah. You know, only got two eyes. haven't found a way to replace
needs
them.
Needs to be done right.
Yeah. Can't not going back. For the budget.
But that's why there's like eye drops.
Yeah.
Or you can flush your waters out. Or your eyes out with water.
Or, you know, there's this thing called, you don't even need water, really. You can just blink. That's the beautiful thing about the human body. You know, it's pretty self-sufficient.
Oh, my gosh.
A lot of the times. You get dirt out of your eyes by blinking.
I mean, eventually this has to cause blindness, right? Because you're shaving off layers.
If you're dumb enough to go to a barber and get your eye shaved, you get what's coming to you.
It's like the people that get the butt implants in a basement of a gas station. Like, what do you think is going to happen?
Yeah.
Yes, it's going to get infected.
How did you think that was going to turn out for you?
So in San Diego, they're having some issues, and the issue is that there is poop everywhere. Yeah.
Are you talking about, are people just, is that how they're protesting the Chargers leaving, going to L.A.? just everywhere?
No, I mean, they're saying that there's a lack of public toilets, and there's a ton of homeless people in San Diego.
That's true.
And so health officials say that they're trying to control an outbreak of hepatitis A right now. The outbreak has killed 15 people, and close to 400 people have been infected in San Diego because there's poop everywhere.
That's pretty scary.
They're now implementing street washing every other week and extending public restroom hours.
I mean, how mad are you when you step in a pile of dog poo? Could you imagine that?
Can you imagine stepping in a pile of Mahoney poo?
After I ate a whole bunch of barbecue?
Why does it go through you?
I mean, it's because I don't have a gallbladder, and it's a greasy meat.
We're going to blame it on me again.
Dave punched me in the gallbladder, ruined my gallbladder.
It's not my fault. You got weak-ass organs.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Show you my weak-ass organs.
Ew.
Oh, my God.
Gross. Whoa. Why is it weak?
Oh. Didn't used to be. You know.
Getting older, man. Yeah. Blood flow's not as good as it used to be. Yeah.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Were you watching the CW last night at 7 o'clock during the Big Bang Theory? If so, you probably saw the keyword. If you know the keyword, then give us a buzz right now at 702-791-1075. First person to give us the correct keyword is going to get tickets to the Emerge Music Festival and Conference that's coming to Las Vegas. This is going to be a lot of fun. They just announced another wave. So, I mean, there's so many great curators, but Henry Rollins just added to the list.
Yeah, and Ian is super pumped about it.
Are you? You big Rollins fan?
He is one of my idols.
Really?
Yes.
Nice.
So jacked for that one.
All right. So if you know the keyword,
he is jacked.
Yeah, physically.
Yeah, physically. Beefy guy.
If you're watching last night, this is the time to give us a call, 702-791-1075. And every single day this week, watch CW, 7 o'clock, Big Bang Theory, Secret Code Word, can earn you 3-day passes to Emerge.
Coming up next on the David Mahoney Morning Show.
See a commercial we did for them, too. See our lovely mugs on television.
Aww. Yeah. Very pretty.
Yes.
Camera does add 10 pounds, just so you know. Just so you know.
All right. What are you trying to say?
I don't.
We're fat.
Top stories coming up. Also checking the voicemail again here shortly. 702-889-7352.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the David Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, good morning, guys. Dave, glad to see that you made it back home safely. Hope you enjoyed your trip to the Big Apple. So, Sylvia, question for you. Dave, Mahoney, Ian, and your boyfriend are hanging off the side of a cliff and only save 3 out of the 4. Who are you saving?
Message deleted.
You can only save 3 out of the 4.
Okay.
Only one has to die. Me, Mahoney, Ian, and your boyfriend.
Well, obviously, I'm saving my boyfriend.
Wow.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a little...
I feel like there's lots of other boyfriends, potential candidates out there. Like, if he fell off a cliff. It's hard to find good coworkers that you like.
Yeah.
Boyfriends, dime a dozen.
I really like this one.
Yeah. Rats.
Okay, so you're saving him.
I was lobbying for him. All right, so he's safe.
Yeah, he's going to be alive. Dave. Only because I'm Team Dave.
Yeah.
I know. I am. Ed Mahoney.
Oh, Ian!
Sorry.
You know what? It's okay. I would have jumped to save Mahoney.
Oh.
if I was hanging off a cliff and
no,
it was just me
wouldn't.
And Mahoney. Yes, I would.
No, you wouldn't.
I would.
He is a selfless.
I would.
Selfless. Full of it. So selfless.
Screw you, Sylvia.
Thank you, Ian.
You're
Thank
the
you,
I
Ian.
Saved you, Mahoney.
Well, Ian jumped off the cliff.
For you, Mahoney.
Thank you, Ian.
Just for Mahoney?
Yeah, just for Mahoney.
Screw you, Ian.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Dave, Mahoney, Sylvia, sitting here at work listening to you guys talk about this fight. I think that Bossy Rashi should be involved in the bikini match. I think that would work out pretty good. Get a bunch of tickets. Hashtag Team Mahoney. Gonna whoop your ass, Dave. Sorry.
What?
You guys have fun, Dave.
Message deleted.
Let me ask you a serious question, Mahoney.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been training at all?
I have not.
Not even once.
I mean, I've been going to the gym walking.
No, no.
Yeah, but that's
but
not
walking
help
is
you.
Not training for a
yeah,
fight.
Yeah, sure it is.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. Sure it's not going to help you.
I mean, I'm not carrying around 60 more pounds than I was last year
okay,
or
then,
9 years ago, however long the fight ago was.
You are in much better shape than you were. By
yeah,
the way,
yeah.
Exclusive limited edition T-shirts for our fight are being sold right now.
Yes.
And every penny of the profit goes directly to St. Jude's Ranch for Kids. Just $10.75.
Yep.
You can find the link to buy them and watch a replay of our first fight
yes,
in case you missed that little gem, DaveandMahoney.com.
I ordered my shirt yesterday, and I'm very excited for it when
they
it comes.
They are the super soft T-shirts.
Yeah.
So I ordered four of them yesterday.
Did you really?
I did order one for myself, my girlfriend, my mom, and my dad.
I like how
that's
you,
very nice of
I
you.
I like how you had to one-up me.
Well, I'm just saying. I spent those in Dave Mahoney, super soft T-shirts. But, I don't really like getting hit, you know?
Well, bad news.
You know,
I'm going to hit you.
I feel like
it's for the kids, though.
No, man. See, I feel like this is how Floyd Mayweather trains. You know, he doesn't like to get punched a whole lot in training.
Oh, so you're okay.
You're going to be like Mayweather and be like defensive?
He's basically saying he's going to run away.
I'm gonna rig it. Yeah. I'm gonna pay off the judges.
I forgot what I was gonna say. Carry
something
on.
About training.
Oh yeah,
oh, okay.
Training.
That was 3 seconds ago. How did you forget that?
Are you part goldfish?
I saw your training videos. You showed me other day.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, man.
Your training's going pretty well.
I mean, I've only gone in twice.
I mean,
I don't have
the eye for boxing, so like any like really hard hits to the bag is really good for me. But I don't know, man. I think you should train a little bit.
I don't got time for that.
Just learn how to keep your hands up, buddy.
I don't got time for that.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I was talking to Sylvia last night.
No, you weren't.
And she told me, Ivan, your parents are failing you. I'm like, why is that? Like, because they're not giving you no kind of training. And I said, you're right, David Mahoney aren't giving me any kind of training. And so I just cried all night. And here I am now. Ian, you're going down.
Message deleted.
What?
Okay, well, that was Ivan the Blind Mexican. It didn't sound like Ivan because...
No.
Why was he talking so close to the phone?
Did he say that? He was talking to me last night?
Yeah, he said he's talking to you last night.
Okay.
And that... We're failing him because we're not getting him training? I'm a little
Something
confused.
Something about parents?
Yeah, like we're his surrogate parents, maybe?
Are we supposed to be getting Ivan training?
No, man.
No, that's the thing. That's the thing that's going to be a beauty about the Dave vs. Mahoney 2, the Downtown Boogaloo,
you're not coming to like a real fight to watch.
Yeah, real boxing's boring.
Yeah, it's a snooze fest.
And also,
99% of the time, you know.
You take two very unskilled people and you put them in the ring with a lot on the line, bragging rights for an entire year.
Or
maybe
9 years.
In the case of this, an entire 9 years.
Another 9 years, yeah. We'll have a rematch.
But he's been doing pretty good at training. Yeah. I mean, he's had his donuts.
Yeah, Ivan's been had. Yeah,
I feel like Ivan does have the advantage though, because he does live in a world of darkness. He was, you know, much like the, you know, the scene from Batman. You know, you only visit the darkness. I was born in the darkness, as Bane said.
You have to like go your mouth. I was born in the darkness.
I was born in the darkness.
I was born in the darkness. Yeah. I'm Ivan, the blind Mexican.
I can't see anything.
So I feel like that's why you know, he'll have an advantage over Ian.
I don't know.
Yeah. You got to start maybe training with the blindfold on, like doing everything all day long with a blindfold on. Ian.
Already been done.
Oh, okay.
Already been done.
Do you have proof?
No, I don't have proof.
Huh.
Yet.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to tone up a little bit before I start posting anything.
Keep your shirt on, man.
I haven't been to the gym in a while, but still.
Keep your shirt on.
All right, I will. Right. I will. But I'm shadow boxing with the weights and everything, too.
Are you really?
Yeah.
How heavy are the weights?
3 pounds.
Oh, good for
you.
Okay.
I'm trying.
No, I mean, just...
Do you do that in your jazzercise class, or is that something separate?
No, it's Zumba, man. It's Zumba.
Zumba.
Still to come today with Dave and Mahoney.
Bob Saget is coming up here in about 20 minutes. He's going to be joining us on the show at 9 o'clock, or at least so says Sylvia.
Yeah, they confirm, like through text and email.
Okay, yeah. Didn't they confirm last time?
That was only once they confirmed.
They only confirmed once last time. This time, doubly confirmed,
doubly
she said.
Confirmed.
So Bob Saget is coming up. Looking forward to talking to him. Top stories also on the way. And we're going to be out at Aces and Ales once again on Sunday, Mahoney, for the Silver and Black Uncensored Tailgate Party.
Hell yeah.
It is going to be a great time. And hopefully you can join us. We'll give you a $50 gift card and a custom Dave Mahoney Aces and Ales growler if you hang with us and you are a winner. Hold tight. So yesterday, all of the buzz was Apple rolling out the iPhone 8 as well as the iPhone 10.
Hell yeah. Ooh.
And they are not going to be cheap.
No, they are not.
It's going to cost you, if you want the new iPhone 10, which does not come out until the later part of the year.
I think, like November?
Positioning it as like a holiday gift sort of thing.
And that's if you can get your hands on one.
Right. They're going to cost you, if you want the one that has a decent amount of storage on it, about $1,500.
Well, no. I think it was like $1,150.
It doesn't matter.
I mean,
after tax and everything.
And everything
but
else.
Still,
and then you buy
a case.
You buy a case. Then you got to buy
those aren't cheap.
Some other crap. It's going to be $1,500 out the door, probably.
It's a lot of money for a phone. I mean, you're buying basically, you can buy like a MacBook for the same price.
Yeah.
At that point, when you're, you know, you're getting over $1,200. Which is unreal.
I also get how people justify it, too. I mean, you're on your phone literally all day, every day.
Yeah. It's becoming a second computer.
It seems ridiculous, but I mean, if you think about the amount of use that you get out of your phone, yes, it's a ton of money to drop on a new phone, but if you're already dropping a ton of money on other stuff.
Yeah.
I mean,
so you're saying, might as well?
It's a better purchase than, I don't know, a bottle of liquor at Hakkasan.
No, I mean,
I don't know, man. I don't know.
No,
Dave,
I think if you're going to compare
that night's
going to
be special.
Well, one of the big things with the iPhone 10 is that it has facial recognition.
That seems great. I don't want to unlock my phone with my face, though. Like, so
did you see that post that was going around yesterday about how like cheaters beware?
Yeah,
because somebody's like sitting there sleeping and then like. The girlfriend's got the phone and just holds it up to the dude's face while he's sleeping next to her, and it unlocks it, and so she can go through it.
There was another meme where it was Rainn Wilson's character on Office.
Yeah.
And he had like a baloney, but the meme said, me when I slice my boyfriend's face to go into his phone.
Yes.
Well, I mean, you could do that right now anyway with the fingerprint scanner or something.
Yeah, but at least you have to like grab their hand and like put it on the phone. Like it's a little more difficult than just holding it up to
their face. What happens if you gain, like, I'm a prime example. I've lost, you know, 55, 60 pounds over the last couple months, and my face is drastically different.
Little opportunity to work in his weight loss.
I'm not working. Dave, this is just a...
What do you know? Took an opportunity to compliment himself.
Why don't you just say, like...
I'm not. That's not a compliment.
My face is always changing.
Yeah. Well, my face is always changing because I lose weight and I gain weight
just
a lot.
Stop it there. Yeah. Just say like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, we'll recognize me when I have lost a whole bunch of weight or gained a whole bunch of weight. Well, or what if I decide to get a nose job? Or what if I want to get my lips done? Then what?
You know what? If that's the case, I'll buy you a second phone so that way.
Will you?
Yeah, it'll work with your
I get my lips done.
Enhanced lips.
Uh-huh.
All right, here we go. This is from yesterday at the big reveal.
Oh.
They were showing off facial recognition for the first time to the world, and it didn't work.
Here is iPhone 10. Now, unlocking it is as easy as looking at it and swiping up. And, you know, let's try that again. Ho, ho, ho. Let's go to backup here. And get right in.
Oh,
not when you're debuting a phone that's costing over $1,000, and the big feature of it is facial recognition.
You want to make
sure it should probably work. Yeah, I would think so. Also, Apple, what are you doing with the stupid number game that nobody like? Okay, so we're gonna release the 8 and the 8S, but also the 10. So where in the hell is the 9?
Yeah.
Like, why are you doing that? Like, we've seen that, like, the Xbox. You had the Xbox. Then you had the Xbox 360. Now you have the Xbox 360 or the Xbox One X or whatever you're calling it. So why can't you just stick with a standardized, like, this was the Apple One. Here's the Apple Two. You know, and go along that route.
What?
You know why there's no 9?
Why? Because 7, 8, 9?
7, 8, 9.
Yes.
I know.
All right.
That was good.
That was amazing.
Thank you.
That was amazing.
I know.
Yes.
I'm very excited.
You waiting all day for that one?
No. I just like right now. It just came in my head.
Mahoney is so displeased. I am so happy that you told that great joke in the air.
I know.
So Jim Mora, a former head football coach for the Colts and for the Saints, is now a TV analyst. And
okay.
He was doing a broadcast talking about a number of things, obviously pertaining to football. And, you know, maybe he's kind of new in the role of being the TV analyst type. Dropped an S-bomb live on the air. They tried to recover, and it just didn't work.
Fletcher, Sharif, and Coach Jim Mora, the later it gets, the less patient Coach gets with Fletcher and Sharif, guys.
Scott just said the later it gets, Jim, the less patient you get with us. Is that true?
Who said that?
Scott.
Tell Scott he's full of
It's okay. Sorry about that.
What? He's full of it. How about that? Yes, he is full of it. Yes, we're live. It's okay.
Whatever, man.
How about that? Yes, he is full of it. Yes, we're live. It's okay.
It happens, man. You know, I cursed this morning.
We
dumped it. You know,
Didn't go out over the air. But
you know, when you're having a candid moment, these things can pop up. And I'll say this: I'll take him any day over Rex Ryan. What a abomination that is, having him on.
Yeah, Rex Ryan on ESPN. On Monday Night Football.
You didn't like
that
either. What are you doing?
ESPN totally blew it. I liked the fact that they gave that Lady Beth an opportunity to do play-by-play because she's really good at it.
Yeah.
And just sort of, you know, that idea that only guys can do play-by-play is I
dumb.
Think antiquated. She did a great
Anybody
job.
Anybody can do play-by-play if they're good.
But she was surrounded by buffoons.
Yeah.
Rex Ryan, ugh, and then the guy on the sideline, oh, just the worst. Sergio Dip.
Yeah. Oh, I hate him.
Yeah, not good.
I don't like him.
I mean, if you blow it, just own it, right?
Yeah. Don't blame it that you're Mexican. I mean, Jesus.
Here's if you missed what was going on the sidelines. On Monday Night Football, this guy, Sergio, first opportunity to be on camera
for
ESPN.
The first time they cut to him.
Yeah. On the sideline. I get it. High pressure moment. You can freeze up.
Could happen to any of us. Certainly.
And this was the moment where the camera cut to him for the first time and it did not go well.
It's a pleasure to be with you guys here on the field from up close, just watching Coach Vance Joseph from here. You watch him now on the screen. This diversity in his background is helping him a lot tonight. Quarterback at Colorado, defensive back in the NFL, and here he is having the time of his life.
Which I could have, you know,
it was bad, but it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, you know, you just laugh at it. You're like, okay, like, he's excited. You know, this is a big moment. You know, there's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
But then I was on this guy's side until I heard his response.
Well, that, and then like listening to it for a second time, it's not that bad.
It's not that
it's
bad.
Because, it's
and then,
not
like,
great.
I kinda,
he's stumbling all over himself and it's awkward.
He's from Deportes, right? You said?
Yeah, he was on Deportes.
So like I'm trying to hear it. Like I translate it in my head.
He just got caught up in the moment.
But I'm trying to hear it in my head in Spanish.
Yeah.
And it does make sense because they do kind of talk like that. They do say like, oh, he's having the time of his life. And, you know, that's kind of how they commentate at times.
Okay, sure.
So, like, I hear that. And I get that.
Either way,
it wasn't horrible.
It wasn't a great moment, but then he had hours after the fact. He goes into his hotel room, and he records a statement that he releases on his social media.
This is where he lost me.
This is the worst.
It's been a couple of hours now trying to digest what just happened to a 29-year-old Mexican guy. Making my debut as a minority on American national TV. The biggest stage out there on the most heartfelt day in this great country made up by immigrants, and on some people's perspective it all went wrong, but I truly meant no disrespect. All I wanted to do was to show some love to these two historical head coaches. Hopefully I'll have another chance, and be sure I'll make the most out of it.
But I will say this, his speech reminded me of a telenovela.
Why is he whispering?
And because that's just...
He pulled every card that he possibly could.
You're not a victim here,
yes,
dude.
No. You just screwed up. It's okay. We all blow. Just own it.
Can you imagine, like, if he had a poor performance in the bedroom, how every excuse...
I'm so sorry, my love.
I'm so sorry.
The Viagra, it wore off sooner than I expected.
I'm 29.
I came all the way from Mexico to make love to you. It was such a long journey. I'm so tired.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
9/11 had nothing to do with it.
Oh, of course.
On this day of your cat's quinceañera.
Is that Bob Saget?
Did you say your cat's quinceañera?
Yeah. We had Bob Saget.
All right. We'll get to Bob Saget right after this. It's The Bravery. X107.5. Totally. No, no, he really is. He's on the phone already. He? Yeah, he called early this time. Yeah.
Yes.
So, yeah.
I'm so happy.
Sylvia, you came through.
Yay.
Dave Mahoney.
KXTE-FM HD1, Pahrump, Las Vegas. Broadcasting from the Dollar Loan Center, Don'tBeBroke.com studios. Inside the entertainment capital of the world. This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Bob Saget joining us right now on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Bob, you should see how excited that Sylvia is, because she was in charge of making sure that you got on the show earlier this week, and she blew it. You were supposed to be here Monday, and she screwed up.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No, see? See, Sylvia?
No one told him Bob Saget is always on time.
Sylvia, I'd be there for you whenever, even after last time. I don't care. I adore you. I hope both of you win in the fight, and it's a draw.
Oh, that's... nice, I think. Yeah, I mean,
I don't know. Well, I'd hate for you to kick the crap out of Sylvia. And Sylvia, just don't go for the lower parts. He needs them.
No.
I'm not fighting Sylvia. I'm fighting Mahoney. Yeah. I mean, I can't punch Sylvia. No,
I can, because Dave. It's all about there's no glass ceiling when it comes to boxing for me.
Oh, I thought it was like an episode of Ray Donovan. I didn't know.
No.
So Bob Saget is on with us right now. Coming to town this weekend, Saturday over at Brooklyn Bowl. Tickets start at just $35. 18 plus on that show. Brooklyn Bowl has become one of your favorite spots here in town, huh?
It has. I'm actually going to do it a couple more times this year as well. I had a great time last time I was there, and I've been playing a lot of, like, I don't know, I don't want to say hipster venues, but rock, because hipsters are not hipsters if they call themselves hipsters, but it's just a great place. I love rock and roll places. You know, I do a lot of music in my show, and it's all new. I got a new special coming out November 14th, which is premiering on Amazon and iTunes. It's the first Amazon special, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's the first Amazon stand-up special?
Yeah.
Whoa, that's nice. Huge, man. And it's called, congratulations.
It's called 0 to 60.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm 61, so I did it literally just a few months ago before I turned like an apple. But I'm real excited about it, because it's all, you know, new stuff, and it's just kind of where I'm at right now, which is really fun, because it takes a few years to put a special together. But I did Brooklyn Bowl right before I did the thing in Brooklyn, New York, right to where the other Brooklyn Bowl was. And I just love that room, and I love the crew, and it's just, I got my buddy Mike Young opening. He's really, really funny, and we tour together.
Did you think after all of these years of hard work that you would finally make it to the place of doing your comedy at bowling alleys? I mean, was that a goal for you?
Well, I was hoping for miniature golf courses. You
know? One day, Bob. One day.
You keep dreaming, Bob.
You keep that dream alive.
I want to close at the windmill. anytime you get a hole in one, well, that's when you're succeeding in showbiz anyway.
Of course.
There you go. There's stuff you can almost believe. But I'm right now editing a movie that I directed just a month ago. And so I've been editing. I'm taking off this weekend to go do the Brooklyn Bowl, and then I'm promoting, fly to New York to promote Fuller House. So
you're busy, man.
Yeah.
So you said that you directed a movie. This is the first one in like a decade.
Was Dirty Work the last one?
Yeah. No.
Farce of the Penguins.
Farce of the Penguins, I think, was 2007. I've been in director jail since then. And I've been busy as hell. So it's all good, you know. But I found this script 7 years ago when they found me, and never let go of it. It's called Benjamin. It's about a kid the family thinks is on crystal meth. And my girlfriend takes out a notice on Facebook to post an intervention, and that's not how you go about that. And and Rob Corddry is a family gynecologist, and he leads the intervention. And it's got Kevin Pollak in it. Kid Max Burkholder plays Benjamin. He was on Parenthood. He played the autistic kid for 8 years. Just it has a great cast: Mary Lynn Ricecoff and Sherry O'Terry and Dave Foley. A lot of really good people. It's an indie film, you know. So we're we had a dollar to make it, and we're working hard to make it a great movie. So I'm excited about it. But for me, coming to Brooklyn Bowl Saturday, that's like just going nuts. That's just letting me do my thing, like in my living room with crazy people that are smart and nice. It was so much fun when I did it.
Sitting in the editing booth, which can be a pretty long process, like you're finally breaking away for the weekend and coming to Vegas to play a show. That'll be fun for you, man. We're happy for you.
Oh man, I'm a rat in a cage. Oh, that's. That's Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah. Despite all your rage, you're still there.
Despite all my rage, I'm still just a rat in a cage. Now, that would not be a good Exterminator theme song.
That was kind of two of my, like, childhood moments just coming together there, with Bob Saget saying, A Smashing Pumpkins lyric. Yeah.
So that's the child.
The bowl of butterfly wings. Yeah.
Baby Dave.
Well, The Door was an album, and I met Billy Corgan, and I was like, no, I became that guy that you don't want to be. And some people do it with me, but I mean, that's, you know, rock and roll stars are different, or, you know, music stars, they take your breath away because it's just like.
You fanboyed out over Billy Corgan?
A little bit, man. I don't know.
Billy Corgan's the worst to fanboy out to because he just does not give a damn about anything.
No, but thank goodness that. For some reason, he was a fan of mine from Aristocrats and Entourage.
Oh, perfect.
So I said, I just want to say it's a real pleasure to meet you. And he went, hey, you're, and I was about to just throw in total geek, nerd, you know, old Verizon guy with glasses move. And I got cut off by him. And he said, you're so amazing in the Aristocrats. And I'm like, oh, this is a good moment
for you.
Oh, that's awesome.
So Bob Sag is our guest today here on the show. He's coming to town on Saturday to play over at Brooklyn Bowl. Is there anyone that you've met that you have been a big fan of that you did? I mean, because Billy Corgan kind of bailed you out there, but is there anyone that you've just stumbled all over yourself? I mean, you've been in show business for a long time now. I don't imagine that you get starstruck very often, but anyone other than Billy Corgan where you're like, boy, that did not go well.
There is John Stamos.
I was just at dinner with him two nights ago with Don Rickles' widow, Barbara. So we it's all on my Instagram. You can see my fruity life. But it's John and me just doing everything together.
Man, he makes me angry because he's so handsome. And he just keeps getting better looking.
If you get him in the right lighting, he looks just as scraggly as anybody else.
Oh, okay. All right. So it's lighting. Thanks,
John Stamos.
Speaking,
you really got to get that lighting down, though. He has a damn handsome drink of water.
Yes, he
is. I never drunk his water, but I care about him.
Sure you didn't.
Speaking of Instagram, you...
I'm still holding on to sure you did.
On Instagram, you posted a picture of Cholula sauce, like the bottle.
Right.
There's a...
I did it on Twitter, too, and then they keep talking to me. I'm telling them to leave me alone. They're not Billy Corgan.
Everyone says that Bob Saget looks like the woman on the Cholula bottle. What the hell is going on here?
A fan said that, and I do. I actually just look like I took my hair parted in the middle. They put the granny glasses on me like the great Greg Giraldo said on a roast to me. He said, I look, with those granny glasses and that long pointy nose, I look like the Vlasic Pickle Stork.
I can see it. Yeah, somebody put some memes together. Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah, it's a good look.
I'm
for
a little
you.
Beefier, but not much. I lose 20 pounds every week. But they sometimes write, no, Bob does the comedy, we do the spice. I'm like, okay, guys.
I like that you're such a glutton for punishment. All right, Saturday, well, Brooklyn Bowl.
You know how big, before you put me, because in that note, in a showbiz way, it's so funny because my management reached out to them and said, do you want Bob for an ad? I said, what did you do that for? I'm not dressing up. I'm not doing the Colonel Sanders route like all my comedy friends. I'm not going to dress up as the Cholula sauce lady. Dude.
Yeah, right. How much would it take for you to do it? Because everyone's got a price.
If you back a truck up and I can buy a house in Malibu.
You're like, sure, put me in whatever you want.
No, I mean, how degrading would it be? It's a great sauce. I own it.
It's
yummy.
Takes the hell out of Tomatillo, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, it's Frank's hot sauce and Cholula for me. That's like one and two.
Put it on.
That's how you make a buffalo hot wing. I actually hope I'm okay by Saturday. I think my back out because my Amazon delivery came.
So much at once.
I'll tweet that right after this. You just made me a joke. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome.
If that makes an Amazon special, you owe us royalties. All right. Bob, thanks for the time today. Again, the brand new special, first one ever coming to Amazon, 0-60. That premieres on November 14th. And if you've never seen Bob Saget live in concert, it's such an awesome show.
Great venue,
Brooklyn Bowl, Saturday, September 16th. That's this Saturday. Tickets start at just $35, 18 plus on that show. Call number 10 right now, 702-791-1075. You're going for free. Bob, appreciate you, man. Have a great one.
Me too. Thanks. Hope to see you there. Bring your balls.
You got what?
Coming up next on the David Mahoney Morning Show.
All right, we got Know the Show coming up, which equals VIP seats for Dave versus Mahoney 2, the Downtown Boogaloo.
Mm-hmm.
That is going to be great. Also, top stories are on the way. Maybe a crazy lady, maybe just somebody having a bad day, kind of losing her mind over someone's nether regions. We have the audio coming up for you. that you don't want to miss on that one. It's pretty intense.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. And the drunk Welshman from Wales decided to swim across the Hoover Dam. No one's ever done that and lived before. We'll tell you what happened to him next.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
So a drunk Welshman, and I know a couple of people from Wales. They're always a lot of fun, and they're always drunk.
Yep.
a drunk Welshman decided that he was going to swim across the Hoover Dam. No one has ever done that and lived.
Because they have turbines that will suck you in and do horrible, horrible, unspeakable things to your body.
And it is a 726-foot structure.
Yeah.
There's obviously signs that say no jumping, diving, swimming from dam spillways or other structures. However, this guy from North Wales decided that he was going to do it, and he died. No, I'm kidding. He's fine. Aaron Hughes, 28 years old, forklift driver, had reportedly been partying for 37 hours when he made this wise decision.
Crap.
He jumped into the water and swam across it, and he made it. He did get fined. The police were waiting for him on the other side. Obviously concerned as to whether or not he's going to make it first and foremost. But then after they pulled him out, they kindly informed him that what he had done was illegal. And they fined him. Not too steep of a fine, all things considered. $330.
I mean, considering what he did, that's not too bad.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
The thing that is dumb about that is that, you know, I mean, it could do some probably. I imagine that a body getting sucked into a turbine.
Probably not good for the turbine.
Probably not good. Yeah. So, I mean, I think the $300 fine might actually be a little on the light side.
Yeah, I would say that you should probably increase that fine just to dissuade people.
Make it hurt.
Yeah, like
$3,000.
$15,000.
$15,000.
Yeah, like more than a DUI is going to cost you.
Yeah.
He interviewed after it on BBC said, "I don't have any regrets. I even have a tattoo saying, no regrets." That's the type of person I am.
Sounds like a winner. Real winner there.
No regrets.
No regrets.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, man.
So I don't know exactly. Ian, do you know like how this all began here with this audio of this crazy lady who's so upset?
So I did some research. It's more just a random woman in her car just screaming on the phone. And somebody just was there, pulled out their phone and started recording.
Okay. So I couldn't understand like the context of how this all developed. Because it's strange, but there's this woman that is losing her mind talking about the size of a man's, as you would expect.
His hand?
No.
His leg?
No.
His nose?
Nope.
His forehead?
No.
His thunder zone, Sylvia.
Oh.
Thunder zone.
The thunder zone.
She's very upset because apparently that is too small.
Sounds like a thrash metal singer.
Is that my ex-wife?
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Who's that mad at that? Like wouldn't you just move on?
Yeah.
Like, all
right.
No, she wants him to know that it's small.
She wants him to really
understand that.
I had too much Jägermeister. Leave me alone.
It's too small.
Is that you in that video, Sylvia?
Yeah.
Still to come today with David Mahoney.
Got some VIP seats for Dave versus Mahoney 2, the Downtown Boogaloo. Woo! Also featuring a bikini boxing match and Ian versus Ivan the Blind Mexican. Ian will be blindfolded, by the way. Joey the Leprechaun versus Santa Claus. St. Patrick's Day versus Christmas. That'll be good. And Batman versus Elvis. I mean, this is going to be one hell of a fight card.
Dang, man.
The biggest fight Las Vegas has ever seen.
That's right. Like, Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah, and Canelo.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And you know what? We're so generous, we're not even charging it. It's a free event.
It's a free event, but we have VIP seats. We're giving those out and know the show next.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
VIP tickets to see me punch Mahoney right in the kisser Saturday, October 7th.
You've been practicing.
Yeah.
I've seen your punches.
Yeah. Look pretty good, huh?
I'm going to punch you square in the boys.
That's illegal.
Cheating. That is cheating.
You get one.
That's an MMA where like kicks go awry. In boxing, you know, just get to wallop someone in the nuts.
Just straight up Mortal Kombat, Johnny Cage, do the splits.
Just drop down to a knee.
Oh, man.
You can win these VIP tickets if you know the show today.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
Yeah, they actually called us up to the main police station over there and gave us certificates for appreciation for our crime fighting ability. I did. All over.
Was it hot?
What did Dave do to the cop?
It was a police officer that I did this to, and oh boy, that didn't.
It was an accident.
It was an accident.
It was an accident.
I didn't mean to.
How was that an accident?
He was not pleased that I did this to him. Gave us certificates for appreciation for our crime fighting ability. I did. All over.
Was it hot?
What did Dave do? If you want to see the Dave versus Mahoney 2 Downtown Boogaloo.
VIP tickets. Yeah, I mean, it's a free event, so everyone can come down to it. The whole idea is to raise as much money as possible for our friends at St. Jude's Ranch for Kids. We're selling T-shirts, by the way.
Very soft.
They're
super
lovely,
soft T-shirts.
Super soft
it's
T-shirts.
The same material.
$10.75. Every penny of profit goes directly to St. Jude's Ranch for Kids.
You can find those at DaveAndMahoney.com now.
Yep. Very fashionable.
X107.5, good morning. What is your name? Hello. What's your name, man?
Hey.
My name's Sebastian.
Oh, Sebastian. Tony, you scared him.
Yeah. What did Dave do?
Spilled coffee all over him.
Spilled coffee is right.
Yeah.
Two days in a row, one for one.
All right. Wow. Okay.
I mean, you got off to a little rocky start there, man.
Yeah.
You know, usually when you call somebody, you answer.
Oh, no.
Did he hang up already?
Oh, just try.
Well, sucks for that guy.
Oh, boy.
He
already gave out the answer.
Well, I mean, try the next
one. Maybe he'll call back.
Well, maybe he didn't, like, you know, maybe the next person didn't listen.
We'll see. If not, we'll give out two tomorrow.
Yeah. Congratulations to Sebastian. I don't want to give away. He got it right.
Okay.
Maybe he calls back. If not, like Mahoney said, we'll give out two tomorrow. All right. That's going to do it for us. Thank you for being with us for the program today. Just keep in mind those super soft T-shirts from Dave versus Mahoney to the Downtown Boogaloo on sale right now. DaveMahoney.com. And all of the profits go directly to St. Jude's.
They're very stylish.
Yes.
They are.
$10.75. Can't beat that. Have a great day.